Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Too few responses.
太少的人来答应。
And that's not a good start. We have to restart.
这不是一个好的开始，所以我们再来。
When I say peace to you, there's an expectation to hear back from you.
如果我说平安的话，我有一个期望能听到你的回应。
Try again. Peace to your brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
A lot better.
好很多。
And some, hymn 581 is one of my favorite hymns.
刚才的这首诗歌581首是我最喜爱的诗歌之一。
I have many, favorite songs.
我有许多喜爱的诗歌。
And when you sing a song like this, you indeed have fellowship in spirit with the songwriter.
如果我们来唱这样的诗歌的话，我们就是在灵里与诗歌的作者来相交。
Can you sense this morning the sincerity in the heart of this particular songwriter?
今天早上您有没有感觉到写诗歌的人他心里那个诚心？
You know, there are many verses and there are many thoughts that are precious in this hymn.
在这个诗歌里面有许多节都非常的宝贵。
But the precious of all is the sincere heart that I can sense.
但是最宝贵的就是我能感觉到它里面那个诚心。
Brothers and sisters, as we come to the Word of God, it's a matter of sincerity.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们来到神话语面前的话，最主要的就是诚心。
If we desire to be profited, this morning, in this hour, we must have a sincerity in our heart.
如果我们今天早上心里面渴慕要来得益处的话，一定要有这样一个诚心。
And this song was originally written by a lady Power Scott.
这首诗歌的原作者是Power Scott 夫人。
Who lived on this earth for only 36 years.
她只在这个地上活了36年。
Can you tell by seeing this hymn that she was very rich?
那你唱这首诗歌的时候有没有感觉其实她是非常富有的？
I don't think you can tell.
你可能根本看不出来。
She held a Christian conference in her home.
在她家里她就来开基督徒的特会。
I went to the website to see today's, the estate. It's so big.
今天我在网上去查过，他的那个房产还是非常的大。
It's probably bigger than the university that we went to for our summer conference.
也许比我们夏令会去的那个校园还大。
She was not only rich, she came from a ruling class at the time.
不光她是很富有，而且她是在当时的统治阶层。
She had everything. She had riches. She had positions. She had fame.
她不光是富有，她有这么多的田产，而且她有许多的名利。
But you don't see any of that in this song.
但是在这首诗歌里面，你看不到其中的一样。
What you see in this song is her sincerity to live in the presence of God.
在这个诗歌里面，你可以看到她的诚心是怎样的愿意活在主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord, it's not about our performance.
弟兄姐妹们，来到主的面前不关乎我们的表现如何。
It's the same you earn 5 talents as compared to you earn 2 talents.
你或者有5000两或者有2000两，在神都是一样。
The reward is just the same.
这个奖赏是一样的。
It is about the sincerity in our heart.
是关乎我们心里那个诚心。
It is about the faith in our heart.
是关乎我们心里面的信心。
So we're encouraged by this hymn.
所以我们被这首诗歌所鼓励。
Especially the sincerity that expressed by the Spirit.
尤其这里面所表现出来的那个诚心。
Our brother Sunshine last week shared with us about the experience of the Holy of Holies.
上个主日，伯弟兄与我们分享到关于至圣所的事。
This morning, my burden is this: How do we draw near to the Holy of Holies?
那今天早上我的负担就是我们怎样来进入至圣所。
In other words, how do we live in the presence of God?
或者我们怎样活在神的面前？
Where is the way?
这条路在哪里？
Has the Bible given us any instructions concerning how to draw near to God?
圣经有没有给我们启示有这条路怎样活在神的面前？
Has God revealed to man how to live in his own presence?
神有没有启示给人让我们知道怎样活在他自己面前？
The answer is definitely yes.
回答是是的。
Open the Bible to Hebrews chapter 10.
让我们打开圣经希伯来书第十章。
We'll read verse 19 to 22.
我们来读第十九节到二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Verse 19 to 22.
十九到二十二节。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience.And our bodies wash with pure water.
弟兄们，我们尽因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并用我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了。就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
These are one of those portions of scripture I hope that we can all commit into our memory.
这是其中的一个章节，就是我愿意我们把它背下来。
Let's read together this time in Chinese.
让我们再用中文一起来读一次。
If you use Chinese version of the Bible, let's read together this time.
如果你用的是中文圣经，让我们一起来读。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
And for the English speaking brother and sister, we will read together, but we are going to read all different versions. And I'm reading New American Standard. If you can follow, just read together, read whatever version that you have. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us,through the veil, that is his flesh. Since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do want to thank you for gatheringus together this morning.
父啊，真的是感谢你今天早上来召聚我们。
We do want to thank you that you did not withhold your own son.
我们感谢你，你没有保留你自己的儿子。
So that we can gather together before your table this morning.
所以今天早上我们可以在你的桌子面前聚集。
We can drink of you. We can eat of you.
我们可以来吃你喝你。
We can abide in your presence.
我们可以在你的同在里。
Father, we pray that as we come before your word, grant us a sincere heart.
父啊，我们祷告，当我们来到你话语面前的时候，是带着一颗诚心。
In full assurance of faith.
带着充足的信心。
So this hour may be profitable for all of us.
所以这一个小时的时间，让我们个人都得益处。
We recognize our own weakness.
我们也认识到自己的软弱，
both in speaking and translating and hearing.
不管是在说的，在翻译的，在听的。
And we ask for your mercy and grace.
我们要来求你的怜悯跟恩典，
to cover us.
来遮盖我们，
so that this will be your time.
愿意这个时间是属于你的，
and your purpose will be fulfilled.
愿你的旨意可以成就。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。Amen.
In history, God chose two men to reveal his heart concerning how to live in his presence.
在历史上，神拣选了两个人来启示怎样活在神的面前。
One of them is Moses.And the other one is David.
一个是摩西，另外一个是大卫。
You might ask, why these two? Why Moses and David?
你也许会问，为什么是这两个人，是摩西跟大卫？
Out of that many, why God chose Moses and David to reveal his heart concerning how to live in the presence of God?
在这许多人里面，为什么神拣选了摩西和大卫来启示他心里面所要我们知道的怎样活在神面前？
The answer is very simple, because both Moses and David, they live in the presence of God.
答案非常简单，因为摩西跟大卫都是活在神面前的。
The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face.
神曾经与摩西面对面的来说话。
Just like a man speak to his friend.
就像一个人跟他的朋友说话一样。
Can you imagine that Moses speak to God just like a man speaks to his friends?
你能够想象吗？摩西与神对话，就像一个人跟他朋友说话一样。
God is an integral part of Moses' life.
神是
摩西生活的一部分。
哦，神是摩西生活的一部分。
One time Moses spoke with God 40 days and 40 nights.
曾经摩西有四十昼夜与神来对话。
When he came down from the mountain, Moses didn't realize that his face shone.
当他下山的时候，摩西自己都没有意识到他的面皮发光。
He has been speaking to God face to face for 40 days and 40 nights to a degree his face shone forth with light.
因着他与神有四十昼夜面对面的说话，所以他的面皮因此发了光。
David was the same way.
大卫也是一样。
David described this way to us. He said, I set God continually before me.
因为大卫曾经讲过，我把耶和华摆在我的面前。
Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
因他在我的右边，我便不致摇动。
If David extend his right arm, he touch God.
如果大卫伸出他右手，他就能摸到神。
The Lord is always before David.
因为主就在他的面前。
The Lord is always at his right hand.
神就在他的右边。
Therefore, since they live in the presence of God, they have received this revelation.
因着他们活在神面前，所以他们接受了这样的启示。
How to live in the presence of God?
就是怎样活在神的面前。
So what did God reveal to Moses?
那神对着摩西启示的是什么？
God revealed to Moses the tabernacle.
神向摩西启示的是会幕。
The purpose of the tabernacle is for God to live peacefully with man.
会幕的启示就是神可以与人可以和好，可以住在人中间。
With the tabernacle, the people of Israel can live in the presence of God.
因着这个会幕，以色列人可以活在神的面前。
Without the tabernacle, people of Israel dare not to come near to God.
如果没有会幕的话，以色列人甚至不敢来到神的近前。
They cannot even touch the border of the Mount Sinai.
他们甚至不能摸西乃山的这个边界。
The moment they touch the border of the mountain, they will be put to death.
如果他们谁敢去摸的话，马上就要被治死。
God revealed to David the temple.
那神向大卫启示的是圣殿。
The temple is the house of God.
圣殿是神的家。
It's the house for the name of the Lord.
是为着属神的人所预备的。
The temple is God's house in Israel.
圣殿对以色列人来讲就是神的家。
Having a home in Israel, in Jerusalem, God can dwell with his people, and his people can live in the presence of God.
在耶路撒冷因着有圣殿，神可以住在以色列人中间，以色列人也可以活在神面前。
God was very clear to David where and how to build the temple.
神对着大卫启示非常详细，是在哪里怎样来建造
这个圣殿。And what exactly should be built?
甚至怎样来建造。
Although the temple was built by his son Solomon.
虽然这个圣殿是所罗门他的儿子所建的。
The building plan was created by David.
但是圣殿建造的那个样式是大卫传下来的。
All the materials were prepared for by David.
建殿的所有材料是大卫所预备的。
The tabernacle and the temple are God's provision for him.To dwell among his people.
会幕跟圣殿就是神的预备，可以让他住在人中间。
And for his people to live in his presence.
也是为着人可以活在他的面前。
Although we live in New Testament time now, there's no physical, tabernacle and temple.
虽然今天我们活在新约时代，没有外面物质的会幕或者圣殿。
But the same spiritual principle applied to us today.
但这是同样一个属灵的原则，让我们可以运用。
God's provision for us to live in His presence remain the same.
神为着让我们活在他面前所做的预备是一样的。
These principles are beautifully encapsulated in Hebrew chapter 10, verse 19 through verse 26.
那神的预备就是这样美妙的。可以把它包含在希伯来书十章十九到二十二节里面。
The author of Hebrews stated very, very clearly the three things that enable us to have the confidence and boldness to live in the presence of God.
希伯来书的作者在这里非常清楚地启示给我们，怎样能够存着信心坦然地活在神的面前。
Number one.The blood of Jesus.
第一是耶稣的血。
Number two, the new and living way.
第二是又新又活的路。
Number three, the great priest.
第三是大祭司。
Brother and sister, if you want to remember anything this morning,
弟兄姐妹们，如果你要记得任何事的话，今天早上
，This is what you remember.
这几件事就是我们需要记得的。
There are three confidence builders for us to live in the presence of God.
有三件事让我们在信心里面可以活在神的面前。
The blood of Jesus.
耶稣的血。
The new and living way.
又新又活的路。
The great priest.
大祭司。
This morning we're going to look at one at a time.
那我们就一样一样来看。
The blood of Jesus.
耶稣的血。
How can we have confidence in the blood of Jesus?
我们怎样在耶稣的血上有信心呢？
This confidence of blood of Jesus comes from a true repenting heart.
真正在耶稣的血上有信心的人是从悔改开始。
Where this true repentance comes from?
这个真正的悔改从哪儿来的呢？
A true repentance comes from seeing the horrors of our sin.
真正的悔改是看到我们罪的恐怖。
To see the consequence of our sin.
是看到罪的后果。
Brother and sister, I'm going to put you in a time machine and transport all of you back to Solomon's temple.
弟兄姐妹们，现在我要把大家放在这个时间的机器里面，把大家带回到所罗门的时代。
Imagine that all of us this morning We gather before Solomon's temple.
弟兄姐妹们，想象一下，今天早上我们一同聚集在所罗门的圣殿里面。
The first thing that we are confronted this morning is this big flaming altar.
第一件事我们看到的就是这个里面装满了火的祭坛。
Then we see so many people around.
然后我们看到许多的人围绕这个祭坛。
And everyone bring the sacrifice for their own sins.
每个人都带着为着他们罪所献上的祭物。
As we stand in front of this altar, the one thing is very clear to us.
在当我们站在祭坛面前，有一件事非常的清楚。
The shedding of the blood is necessary.
就是一定要有血流出。
The river of blood flows from this altar.
在这个祭坛下面有血的河流，血流如河。
The blood is everywhere.
到处都是血。
So that's the first impression that we will have.
这就是我们可以有的第一个印象。
The shedding of the blood is necessary.
如果不流血就不能成就。
But then secondly,
第二件。
We will see something that we will be horrified.
我们会看到非常恐怖的一件事。
We will stand there, we watch a lamb have his throat cut.
我们就站在那里看到一个羊羔的喉咙被割开。
And we watch this lamb to bleed to its death.
就看到这个羊羔因着流血而死去。
And we watch this lamb to be dissected.
然后看到这个羊羔被切成块。
The body is torn apart.
它的整个身体都被分成几块。
All in front of our very own eyes.
都是在我们眼前所发生的。
This is the horrors of our sin.
这就是我们罪的恐怖。
It is all because of our sins.
因为这都是为着我们的罪。
Then we anxiously wait for our sacrifice being brought to the altar.
然后我们就开始等待，等待这个祭物被放在坛上。
When our lamb was consumed by the fire.
这个羊羔就要完全被火烧掉。
In our heart, there is a confidence now that our sins are forgiven.
这个时候我们就开始有信心，因为我们的罪得了赦免。
This confidence has come from the blood of the slain.
所以我们的信心是因着羔羊的血而来。
And this confidence has come from my true repentance.
这个信心是由着我们真实的悔改开始。
And this repentance has come from my recognition of the horrors and consequence of my sin.
那这个真正的悔改是从我们对罪的认识，知道它如何的恐怖，知道后果是何等可怕。
If we desire to live in His presence,
如果我们渴慕要羡慕住在神的面前，
we must be confronted with our own sin.
我们必须要面对自己的罪，
which must be dealt with by the blood of the Lamb.
一定要被羔羊的血来对付掉。
Brothers and sisters, this is crucial.
弟兄姐妹们，这是何等关键。
Why didn't we have confidence in the blood of Jesus?
为什么有的时候我们没有对耶稣的血有信心？
It is because we don't have true repentance.
因为我们没有真实的悔改。
Why didn't we have true repentance?
为什么我们没有真实的悔改？
Because we didn't see the horrors and consequence of our own sins.
因为我们没有看到自己罪的恐怖和它的后果。
Some of us pass the altar many times.
许多人我们在祭坛这里来来去去。
But we do not have the confidence to go into the Holy of Holies.
但我们却没有信心可以进入至圣所。
We came back to the altar time and again.
我们一直一直的都回到祭坛这里。
But we never pass by it.
但我们从来没有经过祭坛。
How do we pass by the altar?
怎样经过祭坛？
How can we have the confidence?
怎样能有这样的信心？
How can we have the true repentance?
怎样有真实的悔改？
Where is the answer?
答案在哪里？
The answer is right beneath us.
答案就在我们的脚下。
The answer is right, the ground that we are standing now.
答案就在我们所站的这个地上。
Remember that we're standing on the Solomon's temple?
记得吗？我们就站在所罗门的圣殿里面。
And the temple was built on the Mount Moriah.
这个圣殿就建在摩利亚山上。
And the answer is, can be found in the Mount Moriah.
这个答案就可以在摩利亚山上找到。
You remember David's story?
你记得大卫的故事吗？
In First Chronicles, David brought guilt to Israel by numbering Israel.
在历代志上，大卫因为数算以色列人的数目，得罪了神。
God sent 3 days of plague in all the land of Israel.
这时候，耶和华就把三日的瘟疫来传遍整个以色列地。
70,000 Israel died.
有70,000以色列人因着瘟疫而死。
It's during this time.During those 3 days,
就在这三天之中
one day, David was on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite.
这时候大卫就来到耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上
All of a sudden, David saw something.
突然之间大卫看见一件事
David saw the angel of the Lord.
他看到神的天使
standing between heaven and the earth.
是站在天地之间
with sword drawn.
是有拔出来的刀
and the sword was extended over Jerusalem
这个刀是伸在耶路撒冷之上
what a scene
这是何等的一个景象
the angel of the Lord
这是神的天使
with the drawn sword
他手里面有拔出来的刀
and the sword is extended over Jerusalem
这个刀就伸在耶路撒冷之上
right there on the Mount Moriah
就在摩利亚山上
David saw the horrors and consequence of his own sin.
这时候大卫就看到他自己的罪所带来的后果跟那个恐怖。
He knew his sin.
他知道他犯了罪。
But he never saw the consequence and the horror of that sin.
但是他以前没有看到过这个罪的后果跟他的恐怖。
But on Mount Moriah.
但是在摩利亚山上。
On that day.
就在那一天。
When he saw this angel.
他看到神的使者。
With that sword.
手里拿着拔出来的刀
extended over Jerusalem
伸在耶路撒冷之上
David saw how horrible his sins
他就看到他的罪是何等的恐怖
Have we seen the horror and consequence of our own sins
我们有没有看到自己的罪所带来的后果跟恐怖
And David repented
这个时候大卫悔改
This repentance is the true repentance.
这个悔改是真的悔改。
He prayed this way.
这是他的祷告。
Let your hand fall upon me and my family.
愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家。
But do not let his plague be made on your people.
不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫与他们。
This is genuine repentance.
这是一个真实的悔改。
When we truly see the horrors and consequences of our sins, we will have the true repentance like David.
如果我们真看到自己罪所带来的后果跟那个恐怖的话，我们就会有真实的悔改。
Will David do this again?
大卫还会再去犯罪吗？
David will never do this again.
大卫不会再犯这样的罪。
Will David...dare to toy with this idea, numbering again, and come back for forgiveness?
大卫还在这里来试着来玩弄来来回到神面前吗
？How can we play with sins?
我们怎么能够在罪里面打转呢
？Because we didn't see the horrors and consequences of our sin.
因为我们没有看到罪的后果跟它的恐怖。
David saw it's his own sin brought this.Judgment to Israel, to his people.
因为大卫已经看到因着他的罪神他的审判跟这些瘟疫降到以色列人民中。
He purposed in his heart, it will never happen again.
所以在他心里他定义不要再发生。
This is true repentance.
这个是真实的悔改。
He laid down his life to right the wrong.
这个时候他就把自己的生命摆下来要把这件事扭转过来。
Let your hand fall on me and my family.
愿意耶和华神的手攻击我和我的父家。
But do not let this plague remain on your people.
但是不要降灾疫给你的民。
He laid down his own life to right the wrong.
这个时候他把自己的生命摆上，要让这个错的变成对的。
This is true repentance.
这个是真实的悔改。
And God told David to build an altar on Mount Moriah.
这个时候神启示大卫在摩利亚山上建一个祭坛。
They will offer the burnt offering.
在那里大卫献上燔祭。
God answered by sending the fire to consume the burnt offering.
这个时候神就让天上的火降下来烧尽了所有的燔祭。
And Lord commanded the angel, and the angel put his sword back in his sheath.
这个时候耶和华神吩咐使者，使者就把刀再还入鞘中。
When David saw the angel put the sword back to his sheath,
当大卫看到这个使者收刀入鞘的时候，
he knew his sin are forgiven.
他知道他的罪得了赦免。
The confidence on the blood of the lamb returned in David.
这个时候羔羊的血就让大卫心里面有了充足的信心。
It was on Mount Moriah David saw the horror of his own sin.
就是在摩利亚山上，大卫看到他自己的罪的后果跟恐怖。
It's also on Mount Moriah David saw the consuming fire acceptance of his burnt offering.
也是在摩利亚山上，大卫看到这火烧尽了他献的燔祭。
It is right on the Mount Moriah David.Pass by this altar.
就是在摩利亚山上，大卫经过了祭坛。
And this is the reason God chose Mount Moriah as the foundation of His temple.
这就是为什么神拣选了摩利亚山作为他圣殿的根基。
This is where our confidence comes from.
这就是我们的信心从何而来。
The blood of Jesus.
耶稣的血。
Number two.
第二
The new and living way.
又新又活的路。
By the new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的路，可以从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
If passed by the altars, then continue to draw near, we will come into the holy place.
如果我们已经经过祭坛，继续向前走的话，这个时候我们进到圣所。
On your left hand you see a lampstand, on your right hand you see a table of bread.
在左边你看到灯台，在右边你看到放陈设饼的桌子。
In front of you is altar of incense.
在你的前面有烧香的坛。
Right behind the altar of incense is a veil.
在烧香的坛之后就是一个幔子。
This veil is a huge veil.
这是一个巨大的幔子。
It's a beautiful veil.
是美丽的幔子。
It is made of the blue, the purple, and scarlet material.
这个里面是有蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线。
And it's twisted in fine linens.
而且有捻的细麻线。
It's such a beautiful veil.
这是何等美丽的一副幔子。
And actually, you can see the pattern of cherubim's work in it by the craftsman.
你甚至可以看到巧匠把基路伯的形象绣在这个幔子上面。
The author of Hebrew told us the veil is the flesh of our Lord Jesus.
在希伯来书里面，作者跟我们讲到，这幔子就是耶稣的身体。
But when you see the veil, you see Jesus.
所以你看到这幔子就看到耶稣。
When you see the veil, you see how Jesus lived a life on earth.
你看到这幔子就看到耶稣怎样在地上来生活。
This veil separates the Holy of Holies from the holy place.
这个幔子把圣所与至圣所分开。
This is a way, example of how our Lord Jesus lived on this earth.
这就显示出来主耶稣怎样在地上生活。
There is one side of the veil that faces the Holy of Holies.
有一面的幔子是对着至圣所。
Inside the Holy of Holies, there is no window, no door, and no light.
在这个至圣所里面，没有门，没有窗，也没有光。
only thing there is an Ark of Covenants, a mercy seat.
在那里就是有立约的柜，还有施恩座。
The glory of God dwell in the holy place.
神的荣耀就住在至圣所里。
And on the one side of the veil,
在另外的一面
the veil on the side that faced the Holy of Holy represents that our Lord Jesus has constant communion with the glory of God.
哦，对不起，是在对着至圣所这一面的幔子，就代表主耶稣是与神有着不断的交通。
Although our Lord Jesus came to this earth to become a man,
虽然主耶稣是来到这地上成为人的样子
，He always lived in the presence of His Father.
但他一直活在他父亲的同在里面。
He never left that presence until when He was on the cross.
他从来没有离开过神的面前，除了在十字架上的时候。
And there's another side.Facing the holy place.
另外还有一面的幔子是对着圣所。
And this is the place that human can see.
这一面是人可以看到的。
What we see is a beautiful life.
我们看到的是何等美丽的幔子。
A life that knew no sin.
这个生活何等美丽，它甚至不知罪。
Never yield to any temptations.
它没有接受任何的试探。
And he was the only righteous man.
他是唯一的义者。
No spot or wrinkle of anything like that.
没有斑点啊，皱纹之类的病。
He was holy and blameless.
他是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
He's the only one who can see the glory of God.
只有他能够看到神的荣耀。
But the veil at the same time excludes anyone else from seeing the glory.
但是这个幔子却在同时使其他的人看不到神的荣耀。
Only the great high priest can go into the holy of holy once every year.
只有大祭司一年一次可以进到至圣所。
But on the sixth hour of the day of crucifixion, something happened.
但是主耶稣钉十字架那一天的午正，有一件事。发生了。
It's on the sixth hour, the darkness fell upon over the whole land.
在那个时候，午正的时候，遍地都黑暗了。
There are 3 hours of that darkness.
这个黑暗有三个小时之久。
What happened during those 3 hours?
在这三个小时发生了什么事呢
？Why was there darkness over the whole land for 3 hours?
为什么遍地黑暗了三个小时的？
During these 3 hours, Father finally turned his face away from his own son.
因为就在这三个小时里面，父亲最终转脸离开了他的儿子。
God the Father withdrew his presence from his own son.
这位父神，他从自己的儿子面前把他的同在收去了。
Not only so, God the Father struck his own son on the cross.
不光如此。而且神亲自击打他的儿子在十字架上。
God laid all of our iniquity on His own Son.
神把我们所有的罪孽都堆在他自己的儿子身上。
To extend, Jesus cried to the Father, 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 why have you forsaken me?
到了一个地步，主耶稣在那里呼喊：“父啊，父啊，你为什么离弃我？”
As the Father struck His own Son on the cross.
当神击杀他自己的儿子在十字架上的时候
He tore apart the veil from top to bottom.
他就把这个幔子从上到下裂开
Because the veil is his son.
因为这个幔子就是他的儿子
His son is on the cross.
他的儿子就在十字架上
He struck his own son on the cross.
他击杀他的儿子在十字架上
At the same time, he tore apart the veil from top to bottom.
同时他就把这幔子从上到下裂开
It is God that do the tearing.
这是神自己来裂开这个幔子。
Through this work of God, the veil was broken.
借着神这样的工作，这个幔子裂开了。
Then he inaugurates for us through the veil that is his flesh.
他开了这一条路，就裂开这幔子，这幔子就是主耶稣的身体。
And this new and living way goes through the veil.
这条又新又活的路就从幔子经过。
This new and living way is the way of our Lord Jesus.
这条路就是主耶稣的一条路。
So what is the way of our Lord Jesus?
那主耶稣的路是什么？
It is the way of the cross.
就是十字架的路。
Brothers and sisters, the way of the cross is the new and living way.
弟兄姐妹们，这条十字架的路就是又新又活的路。
By denying ourselves,
就是我们舍己。
By laying down our life,
来舍弃我们的生命。
Just like Jesus laying down his own life,
就像耶稣舍弃了他的生命。
We are on this new and living way.
我们今天是走在这条又新又活的路上。
If we take up our own cross,
如果我们背起自己的十字架，
we will be on this way. We will be on this new and living way.
我们就走在这条又新又活的路上。
Brothers and sisters, this is new and living way.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是又新又活的路。
But then some of you may ask, you may have this question in your heart.
但是也许很多人在心里面有这样一个问题。
I heard about this way.
我已经听到过这条路。
More than once.
不止一次。
I actually tried it.
那我想着去尝试。
But you know it's very difficult.
但是非常的困难。
It's not easy.
不是很容易的路。
It's easy for you to say, but it's hard for me to do.
你说起来很容易，但是我做出来非常难。
I didn't say it's easy.
我从来没说过这条路是容易的。
What do I do?
那我们该如何呢？
I have no strength to go on this new and living way.
我并没有力量可以走这条又新又活的路。
Thank God, there is the third thing. 对吧 ?The great priest.
但感谢神，还有第三件事，就是大祭司。
God knows us inside out.
神里外都了解我们。
He knows us better than we know ourselves.
认识我们比我们自己认识自己还要清楚。
He knows that we have no strength to go on this new and living way.
他知道我们靠着自己没有力量走这条又新又活的路。
So give us the high priest.
所以他把大祭司赐给我们。
Who is merciful and faithful.
因为他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Who has passed through the heaven. He has gone before us.And he knows how to overcome.
因为他已经升天，已经走过了，他也知道怎样得胜。
If you're still with me, you're still standing in front of Solomon's temple.
如果你还跟我在一起的话，我们现在还是站在所罗门的圣殿之中。
If you look up on the door of Solomon's temple, you will see two pillars.
如果你看到这个所罗门的圣殿。在门前有两颗柱子
And they have names
这两颗柱子都有名字
The pillar on the right is called Jachin
在右边的柱子它的名字叫雅金
The pillar on the left is called Boaz
在左边的柱子名字叫波阿斯
And Jachin means he will establish
雅金的意思就是他要建立
And the word established comes from Genesis. When God established a covenant with Abraham, God said, I will establish my covenant between me and you.
在建立这个词第一次出现就是在创世纪。在创世纪里面神对着亚伯拉罕说我要与你立约。
It's me to establish this covenant. It's not Abraham.
不是亚伯拉罕，是神要与亚伯拉罕立约。
It is God that established the covenant between Abraham and himself.
是神在他与亚伯拉罕之间来立这个约。
When you establish a covenant between two parties,
当你在两方这里立约的时候，
each party only has to do his own part.
那每一方只要做你这一方需要做的。
Because he established the covenant.
因为是他立的约。
Therefore, we have to do our part.
所以我们有我们该要实现的。
So what is our part?
那我们的职责是什么？
Our part is laying down our life.
我们的职责就是舍弃我们的生命。
If we lay down our life,
如果我们能够舍下自己的生命，
God will do the other part.
神要做下面的。
He will take us through the holy place, through the veil, into the holy of holies.
他要带我们经过圣所，经过幔子，进到至圣所。
We don't have to go in our own room.
我们不需要靠着自己进去。
We don't need to go in on our own strength.
不要靠着自己的力量试着进去。
We need to do our part.
我们只要完成我们的使命。
Because he established the covenant with us.
因为是他与我们立的约。
If we lay down our life,
如果我们能够舍弃自己的生命，
the God will do the rest.
神会把下面的事情完成
成就。He will carry us on his shoulders.
他要把我们背在他的肩膀上。
Take us into the holy place.
带着我们进到至圣所。
Take us into the holy of holies.
带着我们进到至圣所。
This is Jachin.
这是雅金。
If you linger before the temple, you have no strength to go in.
如果你在圣殿这里徘徊，你没有力量能够进去的话。
You look up, you see the Jachin pillars.
你可以看到这颗叫雅金的柱子。
God said, I establish.
神说我要来立。
I have a covenant with you.
我与你有约。
Your responsibility is take up your own yoke.
你的职责就是负起你的轭。
And my responsibility is make sure the yoke is easy.
我的职责就是让你的轭是容易的。
Brothers and sisters, we look at this yoke for too long.
有的时候弟兄姐妹们，我们太长的时间来思想这个轭。
We look at the yoke, we say, this is too heavy.
我们经常来看说这太沉重。
I cannot take this yoke.
我不能来 背这样的轭。
But the father said, I have established a covenant with you.
但是父却说我已经与你立约。
Your part is to take up this yoke.
你的职责就是负起这个轭。
My part is to make the yoke easy.
我的职责会让你的轭容易。
There's another pillar on the left.
在左边还有一颗柱子。
It's called Boaz.
他的名字叫波阿斯。
And Boaz has meaning as well.
他也有他的意思。
He means in him is strength.
他的名字就是力量在他里面。
You know and I know, laying down your own life requires strength.
我们都知道，甚至我们舍下自己的生命需要有力量。
It requires more strength than anything that you have done before.
甚至在你一生之间所有的事里面，所要的力量都不如这个的要求要强。
It's about the hardest things that you ever done.
这也许是你要做的最难、最困难的事。
Require tremendous strength.
需要极大的力量。
To lay down one's own life.
能够让一个人可以舍己。
Oftentimes we find no strength to do so.
很多时候我们没有力量。来舍弃自己的生命。
Therefore, we linger before the temple.
所以我们就在圣殿那里这样的来游荡。
We know the new and living way.
我们已经知道这条又新又活的路。
We even know that we need to lay down our life.
我们也知道要舍弃我们的生命。
That's not a secret to us.
这已经不是一个秘密。
But we have no strength to do it.
但我们却没有力量去成就。
Therefore, we never go in.
所以我们永远也进不去。
We talk about living the presence of God.
我们可以来讲论活在神面前。
But we never go in.
但我们从来没有进入。
It's not because we don't know the way.
不是因为我们不了解、不认识这条路。
It's not because we don't know what we need to do.
不是因为我们不知道当如何行。
Because we have no strength.
因为我们没有力量。
Then God established another pillar.On the left side of the temple.
感谢神，因为神在圣殿的左边立了另外一颗柱子。
In him is strength.
力量在他里面。
No one can deny himself is not in Christ.
如果一个人不在基督里，他不可能舍己。
is fiction.
这只是一个小说而已。
The only possible way to deny yourself is you abide in Christ.
唯一能够舍己的就是要住在基督里面。
Do you believe that there is any person that will go into the Holy of Holy by himself?
你认识哪一个人是凭着自己可以进到至圣所的呢？
No one can go into the Holy of Holy by himself.
没有一个人可以靠着自己可以进到至圣所。
The only way to go into the Holy of Holy is God put you inside of Christ.
唯一一条道路就是神把你我摆在基督里面。
We first abide in Christ, and Christ would take us into the Holy of Holies.
我们要住在主里面，基督就会带着我们进到至圣所。
In Him is strength.
在他里面是力量。
In Him we can deny ourselves.
在他里面我们可以舍己。
We don't deny ourselves, then we abide in Christ.
我们不是舍己再来住在基督里。
We abide in Christ in order for us to be able to deny ourselves.
我们住在主里面才可能来舍己。
Francis, we thank God for these two pillars.
弟兄姐妹们，我们感谢神有这两颗柱子。
It's the work of high priest.
因为这是大祭司的工作。
When we linger around, we dare not to go in.
当我们在那里游荡的时候，不敢进入的时候
and the great high priest would come along and put his hand on our shoulder and say, I establish.
这个时候大祭司会来，把手放在我们肩膀上说，我要建立。
It's okay, the yoke looks heavy.
虽然你看着这个轭是如此沉重，
But when you take it up, it's not that easy, it's not that heavy.
但你如果把它背起来的话，你的轭是容易的。
Let me give you a hand.
让我给你一个小小的诀窍。
Have a little encouragement. You put on that yoke, and indeed it's not heavy.
嗯，如果你真的是有勇气把这个轭背起来的时候，这个轭一定是容易的。
When you look at this new and living way, you find no strength in you to go along.
如果你看到这条又新又活的路，却没有力量在这上面行走。
And the great priest come alongside.
这个时候，大祭司来到你身边。
It's okay. It's okay. I know you have no strength.
不怕，是可以的。我知道你没有力量。
And I don't expect you to go inside yourself.
我也没有期望你靠着自己可以进去。
Just come and abide in me.
但是住在我里面。
Abide in me for a while.
住在我里面，小小的一会儿。
Then you find you have strength now.
突然你会发现你有力量。
It's not your own strength.
不是你自己的力量。
It's the strength we found in Christ.
是我们在基督里面得的力量。
We found the pillar of Boaz.
我们可以来找到波阿斯这颗柱子。
Then the great priest draw us near this way.
所以大祭司带着我们如此的来亲近。
On a daily basis.
在每一天。
Many times during the day.
在每一天许多的时候。
He comes along and encourages.
他来到我们身边来鼓励我们。
To go forward.
来向前。
To draw near.
来到神面前。
So what will you find after you go into the Holy of Holies?
那如果你真进到至圣所，你会发现什么呢？
What do you find?
会看到什么呢？
Let's talk to Moses.
让我们来与摩西来对话。
Let's talk to David.
来与大卫对话。
They knew all.
因为他们都知道。
And Moses, this is what Moses said about Holy of Holies.
这是摩西对着至圣所的描述。
He said, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindnessThat we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
因为他说，我一生求你使我早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Moses was saying, Lord, you ought to bring me in early in my life.
摩西说的是，神呐，你要早早的带我进到这个至圣所。
You ought to bring me into the Holy of Holy in the morning of my life.
在我生命里面早早的从清晨开始就带我进到至圣所。
So that I will be glad in all of my days.
所以我所有的年日可以欢呼喜乐。
Now I taste this loving kindness, but I wish I went there earlier.
我已经尝到你的慈爱，所以我希望我能够更早的能够尝到。
What about David?
那大卫呢？
This is what David was saying.
这是大卫所说的。
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
I will dwell in the house of God forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
These are two brothers that told us what it's like in the Holy of Holies.
这是两位弟兄告诉我们在至圣所里是怎样的。
It's loving kindness.
在那里面有慈爱。
Brother and sister, you didn't find anything else in the Holy of Holies but God's love.
弟兄姐妹们，你在至圣所里面不会有其他的，但你一定会找到神的爱。
When you were in the Holy of Holies, you didn't hear anything about the sound of animals.
在那里面，你在至圣所不会听到牛羊的声音。
All you see is the God of love.
你能看到的就是这位爱的神。
If you live in the Holy of Holies,Your whole life is governed by love of God.
如果你住在至圣所里，你的一生是被这位爱的神所掌管。
There was a brother in 17th century called Lawrence.
在十七世纪有一位弟兄，他的名字叫劳伦斯。
And this brother practiced living in the presence of God.
这位弟兄就来操练，住在神的面前。
And as a result,His whole life is governed by love of God.
因此他的一生都被爱所掌控。
This is what he said.
这就是他自己所讲的。
He said, I made the love of God the end of all my actions.
在他是这样讲，在我所有的行动至终要达到的，一定要显出神的爱。
It doesn't matter how big or how small,The particular action.
并不在乎我们所做的是大事还是小事。
He's not concerned about big or small.
不在乎这件事的大或者小。
All of his days, he's doing very small things.
因为在他的一生里面，他做的都是小事。
He was a cook in the kitchen.
他是在厨房里面来烧菜的厨师。
Not many big things happening in the kitchen.
在厨房里面能有什么大事发生呢？
It's all small things.
都是小事。
Then he said that he was pleased when he could take up a straw from the ground for the love of God.
但是他却说他喜悦，就算是从地上捡起一根稻草，只要这件事让神得喜悦。
This is a person that lives in the presence of God.
这就是一个活在神面前的人。
It's not concerned about how people think anymore.
这个时候已经不在乎别的人对你怎么想。
It's not concerned about big or small.
也不在乎这件事的大或者小。
Brothers and sisters, we're so concerned about big or small.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候我们太在乎事情的大小。
If we don't get to do the big things, we're so frustrated.
如果我们没有机会来做大事的话，心里面我们就沮丧。
Lawrence's only concern is whether this action will please God.
但是劳伦斯弟兄他唯一的关心就是这件事能不能让神得喜悦。
How small a thing is to pick up a straw from the ground.
从地上捡起一根草是何等小的事。
But if I do this for the love of God, Lawrence will be pleased.
但是如果这件事可以在神的爱里面的话，那劳伦斯他愿意做。
He said that there is no art or science to go to God. 没有 art, 没有 science.
在活在神面前，没有任何的艺术或者是科学。
It's about a heart to have a desire to live in the presence of God.
是关乎有没有一颗心是渴慕活在神面前。
You see that Lawrence's experience is consistent with Moses and David.
你们可以看到劳伦斯弟兄他的生活是与摩西大卫一致的。
During the Wesco conference in one of the morning watch hours,
在西安特会的时候，有一天早上的晨更，
a brother was saying, he said that we ought to take the difficulty of our life as an opportunity to love God.
有一个弟兄这样讲，他说我们应该把我们生命中的每一个困难都当成爱神的机会。
We all have difficulty in our life.
我们每个人生活里面都有困难。
But waste them all.
但是我们都浪费了。
Have we ever taken the opportunity to love God?
我们有没有抓住这个机会来爱神？
There will be no cross in eternity.
因为在永远里面已经没有十字架了。
You don't need to deny yourself in eternity anymore.
在永远里面也不需要再来舍己了。
You may want to take up the cross. There's no cross for you to take in eternity.
如果你要想再背起十字架，永远里面已经没有十字架了。
The time is today.
时间就是现在。
Yesterday is history.
因为昨天已经成为历史。
Tomorrow is mystery.
明天我们不晓得。
Today is the gift of God.
但今天是神的恩赐。
That's why we call presence.
所以我们要说这个词，在他面前是同在。
Whether it is difficulty or whether it is abundance.
或者是在困难里面，或者是在富足里面。
Take the opportunity to love God.
让我们抓住机会来爱神。
Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith.
让我们带着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Trust the blood of Jesus.
让我们来相信耶稣的血。
Trust the new and living way.
来相信这条又新又活的路。
Trust the great priest.
来相信我们的大祭司。
And nothing else.
没有任何的其他。
Having a heart sprinkled clean of all evil conscience.
让我们心中天良的亏欠都可以洒去。
Let's confess the horrors and consequence of our sins.
让我们来承认罪的后果跟它的可怕。
On a daily basis.
在每一天这样来操练。
Let us purpose it in our heart to live for God and to live a life to bring honor to God.
让我们心里面定义要为着神而活，把我们的生活带到神面前来荣耀神。
Let us pass by the altars.
让我们来经过这个祭坛。
Brothers and sisters, we are weak vessels.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都是软弱的器皿。
And we're very easy to be tempted.
我们也很容易受试探。
And we're easy to let stray.
而且我们很容易走偏。
So therefore, we need to have our bodies washed with pure water.
所以我们的身体也要被清水来洗净。
What is the pure water?
这清水是什么？
The pure water is the word of God.
这个清水就是神的话。
When we come to the word of God, we're not here to be entertained.
我们来到神的话面前，不是要得到一些享乐。
We're not here to get some spiritual encouragement only.
而且也不是只是得一些属灵里的鼓励。
We're not here to learn new spiritual knowledge.
我们也不是来学一些属灵的新知识。
We are here to get our body washed clean.
我们来到神的话面前要把身体洗净。
Have our body washed clean by the word of God.
让我们借着神的话把我们的身体洗净。
The word of God is pure waters.
因为神的话就是这清洁的。
We need the pure water on a daily basis.
每天我们都需要清水。
To wash our body clean.
来把我们的身体洗净。
How can we go into holy place? How can we go to holy of holy if our body is not clean?
如果我们身体不洁净，怎样来到圣所？怎样进到至圣所？
How can we be clean?
我们怎样能够得洁净？
The water is here.
这里就有清水。
Our body is not clean.
但是我们的身体不洁净。
How can my body be clean?
我的身体怎样得洁净？
By obeying the word of God.
就是遵守神的话。
Lady Parco once said this.
Parco 夫人曾经讲过这样的话。
He said, every day I see more and more of how God's glory is to be found in simple obedience.
他就说，每一天我都看到，时时的看到，神怎样在简单的顺从里面彰显他的荣耀。
Every day I see more and more of how God's glory is to be found in simple obedience.
每一天我都更多的看到神的荣耀是在极其简单的顺服里面彰显。
The simple obedience washes clean.
因为这个简单的顺从使我们得洁净。
You can come to the word of God, you can come to the pure water, time and again, you can go away unclean.
你可以一次一次的来到清水面前，来到神的话面前，但离开的时候还是这么的污秽。
If you do not apply the simple obedience,
如果你不来使用这简单的顺从。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that we will more and more to see that God's glory is to be found in our simple obedience.
弟兄姐妹们，愿意我们每个人都天天的更多看到神的荣耀是在这极简单的顺从里面彰显出来。
Let's pray. May the Lord grant us that simple obedience this morning.
让我们祷告，愿意神赐给我们这简单的顺从。
So that we can wash our body clean.
所以我们的身体可以洗洁净。
Before we leave this meeting hall.
当我们离开这个聚会厅的时候。
No one should be unclean.
应该没有一个人还是不洁净。
If you go away unclean, you waste this hour of your life.
如果你离开还是不洁净，那你就浪费了刚才这一个小时的时间。
How many hours we can waste?
我们能够浪费多少这样的小时？
We have to apply the word of God.
我们需要运用神的话。
Like the pure water to wash our body clean.
让这清水来洗净我们的身体。
By applying that simple obedience this morning.
就是来运用这简单的顺从在这个早上。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, I thank you this morning that we can come together before your word.
父啊，感谢你，今天我们可以来到你的话语面前。
That your word is the pure, precious water.
因为你的话就是这宝贵的清水。
Our body are unclean.
因为我们的身体是不洁净的。
We need to be clean.
我们需要得洁净。
This morning, wash us with your precious water.
求你今天早上用这宝贵的水来洗净我们。
Wash every one of us clean.
洗我们每一个人都得洁净。
We desire to go into the Holy of Holies.
我们渴慕进到至圣所。
We can't go in with those unclean bodies.
但是我们不能带着不洁净的身体来到这里。
Wash us clean.
洗净我们。
Wash us clean, Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来洗净我们。
Take us in.
带我们进入。
The great high priest. Take us all in.
大祭司可以带我们进入。
We thank you for this time.
为着这时间感谢你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。